University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason on the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield. We're joined now by Matt Bennett. He's traveling with the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour in Nebraska. Matt, good morning to you. How many fields have you been in and where have you been?
My car has gone south of Sioux Falls, directly south of Sioux Falls, and then back west. And we've seen a fair amount of variability in corn. Most everything up here looks really green and lush. I'd say some of the corn might have had a little bit too much water, but I think it's good corn. I don't know if it's quite as good as maybe what I expected, but the beans look really, really good. Good growth on them. And I would say there's some disease pressure on corn. I haven't seen a whole lot on beans, but for the most part, I'd say, in my opinion, yields are a little bit off maybe what I was expecting.
And what is your route for the day, and where's your final destination?
Well, we're going to be in Nebraska the rest of today, working our way to Grand Island, where we'll be meeting tonight, having a get-together, putting together the numbers from South Dakota and the first half of Nebraska. We'll get a good look in several places in Nebraska to see what this crop looks like over here.
We'll be checking with Matt Bennett and the rest of the crew on the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour all this week long. And Brian Grady will join us on Friday afternoon to give the final numbers from the Pro Farmer Crop Tour. And also from Pro Farmer. Those, of course, are two different items. On the phone line this morning now with us is Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning to you, Kurt. Thanks for being with us. Matt tells us that he saw variable conditions for corn. He was a bit surprised by how good the soybeans were turning out there in Nebraska. They looked, he thought, pretty well. What are you hearing over the weekend and to start this week for the trade?
It seems like the other tour members are kind of seeing the same thing up in South Dakota. Anywhere from 139 to 156 on early samples this morning on corn. On east in Ohio, earlier, one group was looking at corn yields 30 bushels below a year ago. Now picking up and ran across the field at 194. So variability seems to be the number one vocabulary word this morning from just about everybody. As even though see some good stuff, there is some poor stuff, just not too far away on it. So we'll see what the totals are this evening when they kind of wrap up their observations and kind of go from there. But, news continues to be about the same. Worried about China crude and the Dow and so forth. Some rain in the forecast this week. But on the bullish side, sudden death, white mold, and so forth. And guys are just hesitant to sell, putting up storage and so forth. So a lot of movement amongst the moving parts, for say, including the FSA numbers coming out and prevent plant on corn about 2.3 million acres, and on beans about 2.1 million acres. So that kind of supports the idea that harvest is less, acres going to be lowered here as we go down the river time.
Do you expect to see, apparently they like your thoughts here on the state fairgrounds. Do you think that these numbers will not only give support, maybe in terms of right where we are, but actually give a lift eventually to the marketplace? And would that be the case mostly for soybeans, or do you think it would be for both crops?
Well, we kind of feel it's going to be for both crops down the road. It's just that right now, this time of year, it's hard to get the trade excited about stepping in and buying it. Seasonally, traditionally, usually around Labor Day weekend, and it's going to be a week late this year, you get some type of seasonal low in place. And we feel it's just going to take some time in through here. Once we do get the combines moving, that trade's going to be a little bit more enthused about chasing the market. Right now, when you kind of check cash bids in our local area, we're still 30, 35 under, and there's just almost no incentive to be a seller in through here, and they're not too excited about buying or chasing it right now. But we feel that theme's going to change here as we get into some harvest activity, and harvest activity is going to be here before we know it. A lot of commons is just crops starting to turn, and I think we'll start to see that on the weekly crop conditions reports here as we go through the next week or two.
I was surprised on my drive again this morning, and I saw this Friday as I came from Champaign to the Springfield area for the Illinois State Fairgrounds, that once you get between Decatur and Springfield on the interstate, that there is a lot of corn that's really starting to turn, even prior to that, across that part of the middle part of the state of Illinois. Surprising that it's quite so early, but it's been stressed throughout this season. So we'll see how that turns out, I suppose, and whether the folks will be in the field early. If they're in the field early, is that a good sign or a bad sign for yields, do you suppose?
Well, typically it's bad because, you know, for the most part, it loss of nitrogen, you know, some early firing or just ran out of moisture. You know, you like to see state in the growing condition, you know, just in time before the first frost or freeze, of course. But we'll see what develops here, you know, as we start to hear these yield reports. But whenever you see stuff start to turn early, it's a sign I need to get the combine ready, I guess.
And I suppose it is. Hey, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again this afternoon.
All right. Take care.